We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the Harbor One Hotline, Big Poppy himself. Poppy, how you doing, man? It's Lou and Christian here. You enjoying a nice little off-season or what? A little winter?
Nah, I'm doing good. Look, what's up, dog?
Not much, man.
Enjoying all this commercial, man, that I was listening to.
Hey, so I got to ask you, man. I'm looking at this website. I'm seeing 43.9% of these ballots are in. I'm seeing your name there. You're leading it all right now. 83.7% in favor. You need 75 to get in. Have you started to think about the possibility of being a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really keep the track of it. My boys are the one who keep me, like, informed about it because I'm always busy working and doing a whole bunch of stuff. But every day I receive, like, tons of messages. Hey, man, it looks like it's going to happen. We are excited. I mean, and I'm spending a lot of time in the Dominican now, and it's a big deal down there. Like, it is everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully it happens, man, and we get that out of the way.
You know, do you ever actually worry about, are you like careful about what you say about certain writers, the way the votes are presented and the rules and regulations, with the fear that maybe some of these guys may hold a grudge against you and withhold a vote just because they don't like something that you said, even though you've been done playing for over 5 years?
No, man, in my case, I basically let the writers do their thing. You know, I think I did pretty good while I played with reporters and writers. The one thing that I understand it was that they were trying to do their job and I was trying to do mine. So I always take my time to let them complete their job. You know what I'm saying? So if any writer or any reporter, holds something against me, I mean, they're humans and they know what they do. So I always try to, keep the line moving and keep it smooth and make sure that everybody gets the thing done.
So I know that you're a fun-loving guy and all, but I'm just sort of curious because if it was me, I think I'd be doing this. You know, when you see some of these public ballots and you see certain guys who don't vote for you, I'd probably be keeping track. Maybe that's something Pedroia would do, right? I don't know. Do you look at some of these guys that haven't voted for you? Like, would you pay attention to that maybe when it's all done?
Well, to be honest with you, I only heard about one writer that didn't vote for me from Boston. And, not a surprise. He always gives everybody a hard time. But that's life, man. You can stop moving because of it. You got to continue. I mean, you got to respect everybody's opinion. And at the end of the day, it is what it is, and I don't really let anything stop me from doing what I want to do, I'm that type of person. I'm always, moving forward. Life is too short to be worried about all the kinds of bullshit that's coming from people. So I try to enjoy life. I try to make sure that everybody around me, look at the positive side of life. You guys know that I'm a guy that God gave me the opportunity, a second chance to be out here around y'all. And I just try to enjoy my life. I live my life to the fullest, to be honest with you. I just try to enjoy life and do what I like to do. Love the people that is around me, spray love everywhere else, and move on, man. That's what I do.
So I know you just mentioned it was a big topic last week, actually. We were talking about it, and that one guy, obviously, was Dan Shaughnessy. So I'm just curious, you always have a good relationship with Dan during the year? I mean, you know, your career? Or was there ever an issue with him?
It's funny that you asked me that question because you know the exactly answer about that.
Yeah, I do. I just thought I'd like to hear you.
You know Dan Shaughnessy has been an asshole to everybody. So what can I tell you? I mean, it's not a surprise for me. It's not a surprise for y'all that he didn't vote for me. So what can I do? I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to stop anything. It's just one guy that didn't vote for you and nothing you can do about it. But, I mean, this is a guy that he just like giving a hard time to everyone. So you got to love him that way.
Isn't that an example of somebody's abuse of power? I mean, for being honest, Big Poppy,
he got no damn power, bro. You know that. He just got the power of the pen to write whatever he believe on. But everybody know that he's an asshole. What else can you do?
All right. We're talking to David Ortiz.
I just fell in love.
We're talking to Big Poppy. Hey, David, I wanted to ask you, because I know you're aware of it. Last week, John Lester announced his retirement. I know you battle with him. You won championships with him. Just your thoughts on Lester, the guy and the teammate.
Great guy. Lester is like... He's a guy that I admire a lot. Lester went through cancer. Lester went through everything. And, I mean, going through all that, he always come to the field and represent. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. One of the best teammates I ever had. Lester is a trooper, man. And you know, he had an amazing career, so... I mean, all the love and all the good thing for that guy. I mean, that guy is one of my favorites.
So are you following at all this lockout situation? The season's, you know, it's approaching. It's coming up. You think they're going to figure this out and start on time?
I hope so. I want to go to spring training.
Yeah, you didn't book your ticket yet, did you?
This is one of the times where I feel like I want to go to spring training. Trust me on that one. I spring training wasn't my thing, especially after the first 2 weeks. But I think next season is going to be a very interesting season, and hopefully they figure it out.
So if they push it back 2 weeks.
Need that. We need that. Everybody needs baseball.
Yeah, so if they push camp way 2 weeks, I think you feel the same way, like, as a hitter. Like, I listen, you might just need, like, a couple of days. But I felt like after about 3 weeks, it was like, okay, we're good. You know, we're just here for the pitchers, right? We're just here for them to get their work in. So how long do you think? Like, could it be a month? Could you shorten it to a month and be enough to start on time?
Well, to be honest with you guys, the way player train nowadays is absolutely different. Like, nobody get to spring training out of shape. That is like 10, 15 years ago back type of thing, that type of thing. So now everybody know that once you jump on an airplane or jump on a car to fly or to drive to spring training, you are ready to go. Like if you see the guys training, and I'm telling you based on my experience, my last 8 years, the whole momentum change when it comes down to spring training. Like everybody is watching you, see if you came in shape. I mean, that was what everybody discussed once the players show up in camp. So things are different nowadays. So I don't think players need that long to get ready to hit fastball or to get into that playing time type of momentum. It's not like that anymore. So I basically agree with whatever is going on now.
All right, David, listen, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about, because I know you are a spokesperson here with Eternal Health, and I know you've gotten involved with that, and I'm just curious, like, why get involved with that? Why the spokesperson? Why is it important to you? Again, Eternal Health.
Yeah, health is a big deal for me and for everybody. I mean, if you ain't healthy, I mean, what else can you do with your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, health goes first before anything. And Eternal Health is basically the one type of insurance company that is trying to offer pretty much the full package to people, you know what I'm saying, especially senior. And, you know, the whole plan, the whole game plan that they have put together, it basically caught my attention. You know, I got my dad, who is diabetic and also is fighting with his cancer, that he's doing okay, thank God. But when you are a senior and you don't have that type of insurance, I mean, it feels like you are all over the place. You know, as you get older, you start, you know, getting sick, having to go to the hospital. You need to have or be in contact with someone who make sure make everything easy for you and follow up with you. So Eternal Health is that type of company, insurance company, that is trying to, you know, make sure that everybody gets what they need. So once I figured, you know, got together with Pooja, the founder and CEO, Pooja Aika, and her dad and the whole team, it was something that got me excited, and that's what I'm proud of.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's great. And listen, David, I know you're not going to stress out over this. I know you're going to be chilling somewhere in the beach, maybe in the Dominican. I don't know, but I wish you all the best next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, brother. I really appreciate it, and I know you mean that.
Yeah, well, good luck to you, David. Listen, man, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man, and good luck.
Hey, thank you for having me. Take it easy.
You got it. Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.